Hello, Saints. Good of you to be here. Where else would you be on a Christmas day? Apparently, you could be other places. And a shout out to our TRF Talk Radio people. We've got Finland online.
Say hello.
It's early o'clock over there, so I guess they got up extra early to open gifts and listen to talks and things like that. Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3. So we've had quite a few looks at Behold, I Come Quickly. Well, I'm going to, as I want to do, give the nerd's eye view of this. So you'll probably, your bodies will shut down in self-defense with some of these amazing facts that I'm going to present to you, but that's okay. Okay, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What a great start. The Lord is patient. We are not patient. You know, as humans, we are not known for our ability to hang in there and tough it out. We are known for, I want it now, I want it in 5 channels, I want 3 screens, I want my internet all the time. We can't wait for anything. Well, the Lord is suggesting get over ourselves. You know, he's got a lot on his plate, and as much as we think that it's been a long time for him, it really hasn't been, you know, any time at all. Now, that being said, as busy as he is, he's got all the prophecy to line up and things like that, he is not slack. You know, his promise is a yea and amen. You know, he said he's coming back for us. He's coming back for us. You know, but do we have it within ourselves to wait that amount of time, whatever it is? So I want to have a look at what quickly really means. You know, it's because quickly, as it turns out, is a matter of perspective. You know, so it says in the scriptures here that a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. So let's look at glaciers. Let's look at how quickly glaciers move, shall we? I know. Who could not want to know about glaciers? On a day like this, think cool, happy thoughts. So this is from an article from Washington University. Greenland's fastest glacier sets new speed record. Again, who'd have thought there was a speed record for glaciers? I didn't know it. So this is February 3, 2014. The latest observations of Jacob Chavin Glacier show that Greenland's largest glacier is moving ice from land into the ocean at a speed that appears to be the fastest ever recorded. Now, you know, you reckon I'm nerdy. Can you imagine these guys? It's like, go, it's going to beat the record. Researchers from the University of Washington and the German Space Agency, that's how fast it was going, measured the speed of the glacier in 2012 and 13. The results were published in February 3 in an open access journal of the European Geosciences Union. The quote was, "We are now seeing summer speeds more than four times what they were in the 1990s on a glacier which at the time was believed to be one of the fastest, if not the fastest, glacier in Greenland," said lead author Ian Joffin, a glaciologist at the UW's Polar Science Centre. The new observations showed that in summer of 2012, the glacier reached a record speed of more than 17 kilometres per year, or 46 metres per day. Now, that actually is moving when you don't normally, you go to see a glacier, you're not like, oh, it's gone. Yeah, you're like, okay, here's this massive thing and it's carved its way through the land. If you go to New Zealand, you know, the home of the glacier, well, they say, you can certainly see where it's been, you can see where it's going, but you don't expect it to be, you know, quick get on the bus or you'll miss it. So 46 metres per day. These appear to be the fastest flow rates recorded for any glacier or ice stream in Greenland or Antarctica, researchers said. So look, I know that's amazing, but let's think of something else, something perhaps that you might have been watching, the 2016 Olympics, the 100 metre men's final. Anybody remember Usain Bolt? Loses, you know, as he strolled to the finish, looking at the crowd, getting ready for the photo opportunities. So he won the 100 metres men's final, 9.81 seconds. It took him to run 100 metres. Second place, Justin Gatlin, 9.89 seconds. Third place, Andre de Grassi, 9.91 seconds. So as Wayne Edwards was fond of saying, second is the first loser. And so, you know, you've trained, yeah, essentially your whole adult life, but certainly for 4 years, and you lost by 8 one-hundredths of a second. And yet when you look at the picture, you coming in second place, way behind, like a metre and a half behind Usain Bolt, and he was cruising at that point. So that's pretty quick, you know, that's pretty quick. If you watch him, you literally, whew, there they go, 10 seconds later, it's all done. But it's not as quick as, say, a Formula One car. You know, anybody watch Formula One? It's really boring, but, you know, they go round and round, time passes. Qualifying at the 2018 Australian Grand Prix, track length 5.3 kilometres. First place, Lewis Hamilton, 1 minute 21.164 seconds, okay? Second place, Kimi Raikkonen, 1 minute 21.828 seconds. Third place, Sebastian Vettel, 1 minute 21.838 seconds. So not much between second and third there. 10th place, so the last person to be able to qualify, 1 minute 23.57 seconds, considered a no-hoper. 2 seconds off the pace, based around a 5-kilometre track. So, quickly, you know, what is this quickly? You've got all the world's best drivers driving this thing. They're going around. They've got, you know, ultimate reflexes. They spend, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars on design and make sure their car cuts through the air. And it's a big deal if they can cut a couple of tenths of a second off their time. And this is why, because it's literally so close. But, you know, what's another quick thing? An eye blink. Blink of an eye, conservatively 200 milliseconds. So, blink and you will miss it. That's what happens. You know, the difference between second and third was, you know, you couldn't, if you blinked, it was all over and done with. The top speed of that particular race was a guy called Sergio Perez. He travelled at 323 kilometres an hour. And if you do the math, and I did, in 8/100ths of a second, that's 7.18 metres. So instead of, you know, maybe a metre for the sprinters, you know, these cars have gone 7 metres. If you consider an FA-18 jet, as I do, I lie awake thinking of these things. In particular, the Super Hornets that Australia now has, because the other planes aren't ready yet and can't fly. A Super Hornet can travel at 1,190 kilometres an hour, which means that in 8/100ths of a second, it can travel 42 metres. So that's pretty fast, 42 metres, just gone. And I remember when I was in the Air Force and the first FA-18 Hornets came out, they came across to Pierce, where I was based, and they did a bit of a show, and you couldn't actually see them. They were so fast, by the time you heard them, so you heard the boom, they were gone. They were actually out of sight. So you had to be looking where they were going to be, not where they were coming from, because your brain couldn't actually pick it up. And because where we were off the base, we could actually see them circling around. But when we're on the actual Pierce base on the runway, you're just like, what? I can't see anything. That right there, that phenomenon, what we in IT call the Ono second, is what's going to happen when the Lord comes back. You know, we're going to be going about our business, whatever it is, and at some point the Lord's coming back, every eye shall see. And there'll be a lot of people going, oh no. You know, they could have been people that have been members of the church, people that are filled with the Spirit. They could have been people that were absolutely planning to come next week, but it was too quick. You know, they thought, you know, we've heard people talking about this, maybe we take a couple of years off and we go out and just mess around and come back, because the Lord's not coming back anytime soon. How quickly does world politics change? You know, governments get overthrown overnight. You know, America, turmoil, you know, shut down, I think, still. Australia, prime ministers turn over. You know, the whole world is in turmoil. You know, as we line up what's happening in the scriptures, quickly is no longer glacial. It's more like an F-18. It's more like the Lord literally could come back so fast that there is no time to put your coffee down. You know, you're going to drop the cup. It's going to go all Hollywood and hit the ground and smash. You know, that's what's going to happen. It's going to be so quick. And yet, quick is not always the answer. You know, if we rush about what we're doing, you know, there's literally no reward for being the first person here at the meeting. You know, you've got to be here at the end of the meeting. That's the trick. So let's have a look at the ant. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Which is not to say you don't be here at the start of the meeting. That's not what I'm saying, Sue. You know, those showers, they'll be there. Yeah. I know it's special time, but maybe we can set up a speaker in there for you. Best of both worlds. Okay, Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer or ruler, provides her meat in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. We'll just leave that there. The black ant, I'm sure you all know, moves at 0.08 metres per second. I've timed it. I was out the back, you know, before I came down, had it going. So that means that in 8/100ths of a second, an ant can move 6.4 millimetres. I know you wanted to know that. 6.4 millimetres. And that's just an average black ant. There's actually much faster ants, but I thought, you know, you'd be familiar with the black ant because it's in your fridge, it's in your caravan, it's crawling along the front. You know, you get to see a lot of black ant action here. So if you don't believe me, you can go and time it yourself, get your cameras out and take some footage and then measure the distance. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. The ant gets it done. The ant won't be swayed from its mission. The ant knows what it's got to do. The ant works together with the other ants. And they know that it's not about the racing out to get what they've got to get. You've got to go out, you've got to come back, you've got to do it decently and in order, because, you know, ants very, very mindful of the scriptures. You've got to be there at the end. You've got to work for the whole group. And so here we are. You know, we're here to build each other up. We're here to encourage each other that the Lord is coming back. We're here to remind each other that no matter how hot it may be, no matter how humid it is, God doesn't care. God's not coming back for the physical. He's coming back for the spiritual. So there's no point, as I've been telling myself for many years, I've been building up my spiritual self. Because it doesn't matter about the outside. I used to be worried that I wasn't going to make liftoff, and then I remembered, you know, it's going to be like the space shuttle with SRB separation, and, you know, my spirit's going to launch forward, and this will just fall to the side or something like that. I think about this a bit. That's what's going to happen, you know. It's just as I'm eating a cheeseburger or something, I think, the Lord doesn't care. You know? Now, quickly is not how quickly I can reach terminal velocity and escape the orbit of the Earth. Quickly is God's got it under control. I don't need to worry about how he's going to come and get me. I don't need to worry about anything except being there. That's what I've got to worry about. I've got to worry about is my salvation being respected? You know, am I doing what the Lord wants? Just the really simple things. You know, it turns out you don't need to be the Usain Bolt of meetings. You've just got to be the ant. You know, you just got to consider the ant's ways and be wise. You know, just have everything in order. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. A scripture that we know quite well, but with a bit of a twist, possibly. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, to be fair, I haven't got the run and not be weary victory yet. You know, I haven't got the walk and not fainting victory yet at the moment. But what I have got is waiting on the Lord and having my strength renewed. You know, waiting on the Lord can mean two things. It can mean literally sitting down and doing nothing. So, you know, that's perhaps the more traditional understanding. It's like, okay, Lord, I've put this request to you, now I'm just going to wait. Or it can mean I am literally going to wait as a wait person on the Lord. I'm going to do the Lord's work until all these other things happen. I don't care what is going on in my life. I am going to wait upon the Lord. I'm going to wash his feet. I'm going to be about his business. I'm going to read his word. I'm going to come to the meetings. I'm only going to give my testimony. I'm not going to be forced to give my testimony. Yeah, little steps. So when it says here they'll wait upon the Lord and they'll renew their strength, do the work of the Lord and have your strength renewed. You know, there's testimonies. I was talking to Peter Sermon today about that's the attitude to have. You know, we don't have to understand what the answer is. We don't have to have the special clinical diagnosis. We just have to know the Lord's going to take care of it, and all the people said. We just have to know that the Lord is looking after us. We have to trust that the Lord's looking after us. We have to know he's a busy guy. He's coming back. He's true to his word. Last scripture here, Hebrews chapter 12. Okay, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider for a moment the weight that Jesus had to go through, the physical weight of the cross, and the fact that he knew he was going to die. He knew he had to die because that was his Father's promise. How is that weight? That's not like waiting for a plane that's delayed. That's literally waiting to die, you know. Quickly takes on a whole other perspective if that is your case. Quickly is not watching test cricket. Quickly is literally, I'm going to die because this is the plan that I must fulfill. Do we have anything like that in us? Do we have anything like the resilience just to wait for the Lord to return? Are we able to lay aside every weight and the things that beset us? The great thing about camp is that you're really brought back to just simple things, really basic things. It's like, you know, can I make it through the meeting? Will he stop talking? Can I sing the chorus? Really simple things, and that's the essence of your salvation. It's a really simple thing. I remember how stunned I was when someone pointed out in the Bible that I could be filled with the Spirit and I would know it, that there was proof of God and I would speak in tongues. I couldn't believe that. All the churching that I'd done as a child, complex, you know, theologians and university degrees and complex renderings of what they thought the various versions of the Bible were. There's proof that God is real. How could you not want that? You know, so here we are in our tent. God is real. And all the people said, we've just got to have the patience to run the race. We've got to be there at the end. Quickly is a matter of perspective. It's not our perspective. It's God's perspective. He's coming back. He's coming back for us. Amen.